Welcome to Morning Prayer, Thursday, the 12th of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and also be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" When I think on these things, I pour out my soul, how I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God, with a voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? Why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 26. Lord, I love the place where your glory abides. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have walked with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and mind. For your love is before my eyes. I have walked in your truth. I have not joined the company of the false, nor consorted with the deceitful. Lord, I love the place where your glory abides. I hate the gathering of evildoers, and I will not sit down with the wicked. I will wash my hands in the innocence, O Lord, that I may go about your altar, to make heard the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house of your habitation and the place where your glory abides. Lord, I love the place where your glory abides. Sweep me not away with sinners, nor my life with the bloodthirsty, whose hands are full of wicked schemes and their right hand full of bribes. As for me, I will walk with integrity. Redeem me, Lord, and be merciful to me. My foot stands firm. In the congregation I will bless the Lord. Lord, I love the place where your glory abides. Have mercy on us and redeem us, O Lord, for our merits are your mercies, and in your judgment is our salvation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there rise up war against me, yet I will put my trust in him. One thing I have asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord, and to seek his will in temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock. And now shall he lift up my head above my enemies around me. Therefore I will offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy upon me and answer me. My heart tells of your word. Seek my face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me, nor cast your servant away in displeasure. You have been my helper. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me on a level path, because of those who lie in wait for me. Deliver me not up the will of my adversaries, nor false witness have risen up against me, and those who breathe out violence. I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and he will comfort your heart. Wait patiently for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. God, our light and our salvation, illuminate our lives, that we may see your goodness in the land of the living, and looking on beauty, may be changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God, the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing for ever for your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. As we face a new day, we have Armistice Day behind us and a whole future ahead. Let us thank the Lord for the future that we have. As we see the beauty of the falling leaves of autumn, we're reminded of endings and new beginnings. Let us bless the Lord for the new beginning, the new day. Let us give thanks for all the good things in our life. And today, let us concentrate on one thing to be thankful for. Let us give thanks for a new day full of opportunities and special moments. Let us give thanks for the opportunity to shine for you. And we ask, O Lord, that you be at the centre of our life today, at the centre of all of our conversations. Guide our words and our actions. And let us shine for you. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.